The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Soita Daf Memtes. The last Mishnah in Soita tells us not so much a bittul of Beis Hamikdash, Nevuah, a bittul of Tam HaPeres, but the Mishnah goes to different Tanoim. And when they were bottle, when they were missed, the madregois that they represented, Mishmeis Rebmeir, bottle Moshe Mishalim, Mishmeis Ben Azai, bottle Ashakdon, Mishmeis Ben Zoyim, and so on. We have to understand that what this is telling us is that these Tanoim were not Yechidim. These Tanoim were links in the chain of Torah, of the Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh. And in that context, when they passed away, something went with them, because the only connection that we have to the Madregos of those HaKadmonim of Har Sinai, of the Hizkalos of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Hizkalos of Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, is only the Tanoim that we have, are only the Tanoim HaKadoshim. And when they passed away, they left over a world that was void of those Madregos. Chazal were able to define, they were able to feel consciously the Misa of every Tana and what he represented. Now what's interesting is that all these Tanoim are in some way related to the Tkufa, the last Tanoim, the last door of Tanoim of the Tkufa Bayis Sheni, the first door, almost all of them, except we have Mishmeis Rebbe, Botlanovi Yeshet, but before that, everything is more or less the door of the Churban, the door before the Churban, the door after the Churban. The reason for that is that along with Churban Bayis Sheni, when there was a severing of the, like we described in the previous year, of the Olam HaElyon with the Olam HaTachtoin, the Tanoim that were alive as the representatives, as the Tzinoiris of Torah Shebal Peh, brought those Madregas into the world. There was still a connection to a world of Kedusha. When they passed away, when the world of Beis HaMikdash passed away, the world of Hizgalus HaShchinah passed away, they took with them all those Madregas. You understand that the Gemara says, for example, let's say, Mishabes Yom Galil Botel Kavra Torah. And Rashi says that the Chazal understand that till Rav Gamliel they learned Torah ba'amido. After Mrs. Rav Gamliel yodachul shalom, they learned Torah b'yeshiva. What does that mean? That means that the outward expression of Kavra Torah, which was represented in the way Klal Yisrael learned as a tzibur, that they learned ba'amido, became bottle. Rabbi Kiva represented Kavra Torah. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi. He represented Kavra Torah to the point where if there's no Rabbi Gamliel, there's no way that Olam Hazeh can have an expression of full-fledged Kavra Torah. So Meli Yardachol Shalom, it was an automatic. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel, this world can no longer have a full expression of Torah ba'amido, which means Torah ve'im or b'yiro, with the full His galus, the full glory of what it means that when we learn Torah be'imo, be'yiru, be'retet, be'zeh, we stand by Har Sinai. The full expression of that Kavra Torah became bottled because Rabbi Gamliel is no longer. Rabbi Gamliel was the tzinor that was able to hold on to that madrega. Rabbi Kiva, Mishmeis Rabbi Kiva bottled Kavra Torah. The Gemara says in Amud Beis refers to a more pneumious type of Kavra Torah that Rabbi Kiva was derish called Tag Voiz Shabbat Torah. Rabbi Kiva was able to show how all of Torah Shabbat Peh found expression in Torah Shabbat Chzav. And the idea over there is also the same idea. The Goyin says that the ultimate perfection of connecting the Olam HaElyon with the Olam HaTachtoin is the expression of connecting Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Chzav, which is not just two chalokim of Torah, but it represents two different levels of existence. Torah Shebal Peh is Dvar Hashem in a form which doesn't have physical expression. Torah Shebal Chzav is Dvar Hashem, Rotzna Hashem, Kedushas Hashem, that finds expression in words, in something that can be written down, to the point where those two are interlocked. By us, when we learn Gemara, it has nothing to do with the pasuk. Tanoi Magdashim were able to darsh in their halachas from Torah Shebal Chzav. They were able to connect the Torah, which is pure Rotzna Hashem in a spiritual sense, pure unleaded ruchnis, and they were able to connect that to the physical Torah, the Torah which has physical expression, Torah Shebal Chzav, which can be written down. When they connected that, what they were doing, they were connecting all levels of existence. Kisei Hakavod. They were able to connect the world of, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the world of man. And we understand Rabbi Akiva was that perfection of where the Midas Hadin found its expression. Rabbi Akiva was the perfect human being. Rabbi Akiva is called in the Svarim, Nehura the Teresh Baal Peh, is called the perfection of Teresh Baal Peh. And because of that, that's why he was killed. He was the crowning one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. When he was Nifter, that expression of to be able to be Derish, called Tag V'Koitz, Sheba Torah, became Bottle. Interesting, the Gemara in Amud Beis brings the story of when there was a siege on Yerushalayim, the Beis Hashemayim, the civil war that eventually destroyed Klal Yisrael, brought the Romans into Yisrael, and eventually destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, was the civil war between the two brothers of the Beis Hashemayim. They had already descended. They were Nagua. They were afflicted with what we would call modernism, secularism. It was called then, they would Tzedukim. Hurkinis mi bachutz v'arastublis mi bifnim. So they would send from the outside, they would send in for a basket of dinner resolve, they would send in a behemoth. One day they decided, they decided to fool them, they sent in a chazir. The chazir sunk his feet, his hoofs, into the wall of Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael shook. And then they said, Omru oru odom shigad l'chazir, v'oru odom shilamed levnoi chokm sivomis. The whole story doesn't sound right. What was represented, obviously, there's something symbolic going on over here. The korban represents, as korbani lachmi, they brought every day the korban tamid. As korbani lachmi li yishai lechem represents, Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, it says the ability, lechem is man's food. Lechem represents the ability to keep body and soul together. Person he eats, that's what keeps his body and his neshama in one unit. Reb Chaim V'Lozhin explains that a korban, because it's a dove gashmi, but it was turned into fire, it was turned into something which was kulay spiritual, something which is kulay ruchni on the mizbeach, represents the ability of the Rebbein Shem to interact and interconnect with us. It represents the ability for the Elam Elyon and the Elam HaTachin to be connected. By keeping up the korban tamid, even when Klal Yisrael was in a state of civil war, of disarray, of catastrophe, this connection was still kept up. When they sent over a chazir, what's a chazir? Chazir is not just a behemoth tmeya. Chazir yichasemen a chazir miyor. Chazir represents Esav. The Gemara says that chazir has a kosher hoof, but his mouth, he doesn't chew his cud. Which means that he could put up a front of being a kosher animal, but he doesn't meet the test if you look inside. What that means on a more profound level is he represents a total disconnect between his foot, the chelik hagashmi, and between the way he eats, which is the more the chelik haruchni, the more the chelik person eats with his mouth, which is the koyach hadibur. He represents a total disconnect. Esav, right, we know that Esav's head was in the Maros of Machpelah. Esav's head believed in ruchni, as his body believed in el mazel, lomol zibuchoyro. Esav was the one who destroyed Beis HaMikdosh. Esav is represented, Edom is represented by the color red. Red is the flash, the lure, the appeal of Olam Hazeh without any spiritual content. The Chazir represents that. When the Chazir was sent over, they understood that there was a kilkul there of Chochm Sivonis. They said, Or mi shemagadol chazirim, one who could bring chazirim into Eretz Yisrael, who could bring in Eretz Yisrael, pollute Eretz Yisrael by raising that animal, that bachai, that represents total disconnect, total zilzal of pnimius, of kedusha, a total disconnect between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, between ruchnis and gashmis, between shemayim ba'aretz, or misha malamed b'nei chochmas yivonis, because it's the same thing. Like we just said, chochmas yivonis represents the glorification of Olam Hazeh. It represents the holiness of beauty, not the beauty of holiness. It represents total disconnect between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, between ruchnis and gashmis. So that was the message that Chazal learned from that example. That's the whole Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, Yifei Neif Mises Kol Eretz, represents the Chaim of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim represents the place where heaven and earth touch, the place where Shemayim Va'aretz meet up in one harmonious blend, like we said in the previous year. Just to understand that these few dafim, I don't want to use the word depressing, saddening as they are, but they are the fitting end of Maseches Sota. We understand that Maseches Sota represents that which brings Kedushin to this world, is the kedusha that lives between a husband and wife. Mutav, the Chazal tell us in the beginning of this Masechta, she yimochik shmoy yizborach b'chdei lahashu eshkina. The mokama b'chdei lahashu eshalom ben ishu ben ishto, the yud of ish, the hey of isha, the yud kei of between ish and isha, the shkina that represents the total fusion that's in a Jewish home, the total connection between eating and between living with the Rabbanu Shalom, between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, between the body and soul, between the nitzchias of the body living on, the nitzchias of the soul living on, all that is represented in total perfection in a Yiddish shtub, in a house. A husband and wife live b'shalom. If it's not there, there is no Mokum of Ashuras Hashkin in this world. Masecha Soita is the Masechta that speaks to that rendering that connection obsolete, severing the connection between the husband, between the yud and the hay, between the yud that created Olam Habo, the Gemara says, the hay that created Olam Hazeh, the world, the blend, the harmonious blend of Yerushalayim, of Shechinah, that's why the Soita had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. It's the only Aveir that has to be punished in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's the only Aveir which is in total contradistinction to what a Beis HaMikdash represents. The severing of the Kedusha, of the intimate life between a husband and a wife, is the severance of the place where the Rebbeinu Shem chooses to be Mashu Shechinah in this world. And when we open up in Yitz Hashem, the next Masechta, Masechta Gittin, that we're going to be starting tomorrow, Meseches Gittin is the Masechta that has the sugis of Churban Beis HaMikdash. The sugis of Kamtza Bar Kamtza are in the fifth parak, smack in the middle of Meseches Gittin, because the Meseches Gittin, the writing of a get krisus between husband and wife, the Rabban Shalom, Klal Yisrael is represented by the relationship of a husband and wife, Shir Hashirim, speaks to that relationship. The writing of a get krisus between a husband and wife, between the Rabban Shalom and Klal Yisrael, is the story of the catastrophe of Churban Beis Sheni. Before we get to those sugyas, to realize, to be able to learn those sugyas only as sugyas, and to not have to experience them, by the time we recording this share, sometime before we start the last daf of Seyit, the beginning of Gittin, we should realize in our life, just to add one more point, Tosfos says in Gittin Daf Beis that a get has 12 lines. Again, has 12 lines. The word get is bigamatria get, gimel tes bigamatria 12, has 12 lines in the get. Why? Keneged, Tosfos says, b'shem Rav Haigoin, the lines that separate in the Sefer Torah. If you look in the Sefer Torah, there's a separation of 3-4 lines between Bereshis and Shmois, between Shmois and Vayikra, between Vayikra and Bamidbar. Those separations are the lines which are the 12 lines of a get. What does one have to do with the other? So the Svarim tell us that Torah, if it's learned properly, is one expression of unity of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a total expression of Hashem Echad. How the Rebbeinu Shalom's rotzen, the Rebbeinu Shalom's will, the Rebbeinu Shalom's expression fills every bit of our being, fills every bit of our existence. When we separate parts of the Torah, what we're doing is we're saying that everything is just a prat. Everything is a dove of cotton. We're not living with a sense of unity, with a sense of greatness, with gashmis, ruchnis, left and right, midas adin, what we do understand, what we don't understand, chukim, mishpatim, where everything is now one unified whole. The lines that are there in the Sefer Torah between the different svarim represents pirut, represents golos of our ability to create a unified whole of ruchnis and gashmis in our life. In that sense, it's very apropos that those lines represent itself in the severing of a relationship between the yud and the hey, a husband and a wife, that's supposed to be a mohum v'ashoras hashkinah, when chalila, a get has to be written, v'amizbeach yorid mois, the mizbeach is the place where korbanos were brought, the place where olam hazeh was turned into olam haba, where korban was turned into the ishe Hashem, the fire of rotzen Hashem, purifying and sanctifying everything in our life. When that process, chalila, had to be carried through, those are the lines that separate the chalakum and teru. Should be zeichet to see the shlemus at Torah, the shlemus of our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, the shlemus of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yomeinu Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.